Roland, what do you know about James Harden, Jeremy Lin, and them?
Oh, my dog. Hey, I had the Rockets pants, shirt, jacket, socks, Santa cap on last night.
You were rocketed down at the Garden.
Oh, absolutely. Y'all check out the photo of me and Spike Lee. Spike wasn't too happy last night.
Oh, that's right.
My Rockets put it on them again. And so all you Knicks fans who kept saying, well, if Melo was there, the Rockets beat them by 30 in Houston with Melo. Just let
you call him Melo?
That's what they call him. Melo, Melo, whatever the hell they call him.
Melo.
The Knicks got beat down by my Houston Rockets. So they first home loss of the season. I thoroughly enjoyed my first visit to Madison Square Garden.
That's what happens when you let a perfectly good gentleman go. He comes back to the ass.
You see, you ain't right for that. You ain't right for that. Boy, born in America, you ain't right for that. All right, folks.
Perfect. Yeah, just kill a joke, Roland. Thanks a lot.
I'm just stating a fact. Thank you. All right, you guys may have heard about this cease and desist letter that Tavis Smiley sent to Mo Kelly. Mo Kelly, he is a radio talk show host. You see the guy, see him on Twitter. Actually, I think Mo got more titles than I do.
That's hard to beat.
And he's the host of the Mo Kelly Show on KFI AM 640. Mo in the Morning on KTLK 1150 in L.A. Also the author of a syndicated column, The Mo Kelly Report. So, Mo, what's the deal here? Tavis said you talking bad about him. He wants you to shut up and stop talking about him.
Well, see, that's the whole irony of it. First, let me say good morning to everyone at the time during the morning show. Thank you for having me on.
What
the irony of all this is that Tavis Smiley has made a career and an enormous amount of money regarding criticizing public figures where he felt that their premise was flawed. And for me to come behind him in that same tradition, I might add, and also criticize him, I should say his work, not him, the individual, is very ironic for him to be this sensitive.
Now, you used to work for Tavis' show, and he's claiming you signed a non-disclosure agreement or something like that. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I signed a non-disclosure agreement saying that I would not discuss his businesses or highlight the things that were privileged and proprietary nature when I worked for him from 2005 to 2010 on his radio show. But also, in the cease and desist letter, it says that they are not trying to infringe upon my First Amendment rights to criticize or have opinions about Tavis Smiley's opinions in the public square. And so that's all I've been doing.
So you've been saying what? I mean, what,
yeah,
talking about what?
How did this start, Mo?
Yeah, how did this, yeah.
Well, it's really interesting because I was just going about my way and my daily business as far as being a radio show host when my producer on the 16th of November, Tawala Sharp, brought to me and said, hey, Mo, we need to talk about this. I said, what are you talking about? He said, this poverty tour, Tavis Smiley is demanding a meeting with the president on the eradication of poverty. And I said, okay, we need to talk about this because this concerns all of us. Now, if you know anything about my history, I've really never said anything about Tavis in all of his other beefs with other hosts. So I thought there still was a point for me to make a point about his process. So I talked about the poverty tour relative to Tavis not having a specified agenda to attack this poverty issue in America. And when I did, I didn't even know that there was a cease and desist letter. I was just going about my business. I had received a certified letter, but I never picked it up. This was 2 weeks after the cease and desist was written. But then Tavis sent me a non-certified copy of it. Then I got out and realized and I put two and two together that he was upset. And the cease and desist letter highlights a Facebook post. He was cyber-stalking me on Facebook. We're not even friends. And so from there, I had to understand that, okay, this is something we really need to talk about. So I hit it again, and I also highlighted the fact that it is highly ironic and also hypocritical for him to have issue with me discussing the same things that he has been discussing. And here we are.
So you didn't invite him on the show. You were merely talking about his action, he and Dr. Cornel West, regarding their poverty tour.
Right. Originally, I had written a blog post and also an article on EUR Web,
right,
regarding R. Kelly, and I thought it was a contradiction how he could have a youth foundation and have all these stances supposedly in support of women and also publish the R. Kelly memoir. He didn't like that either, and he also called Lee Bailey to have my column taken down, and I didn't even work for the man. So this time around, I say all that to say, this time around, when I want to address this issue with Tavis, I didn't necessarily open the door for him, specifically because I had given him a chance to rebut my R. Kelly article, and instead of rebutting, he tried to have it taken down, and I didn't work for the man. So at this point, I just commented on my own.
And you haven't worked for him for a couple of years, and yet the cease and the non-disclosure is completely binding in terms of, or they believe, for years to come.
It's binding for life, but it only has to do with speaking about right. privileged and proprietary information. Everything that I discussed in regard to Tavis Smiley and his poverty tour or whatever that he may be talking about has to do with the current news and what is publicly available to everyone. The only reason I know about the poverty tour and his form in January was because he sent me a press release. This is nothing proprietary in nature.
So where do you stand now, Mo? Where are you?
You know, very simply, I just move ahead, and what people need to understand, it's never personal. It is about the premise and the process and the people. This is very principled in nature. If Tavis Smiley wants to, for the idea that we need to eradicate poverty in America, I am all for him, and I support him in that regard. But I am not going to support foolishness, and I'm not going to support something that is about leading our people off a cliff, no fiscal cliff pun intended. It is about substantive change moving forward, having a specific agenda or legislation to support. If it's not there, I'm not about it. I'm not going to support it, regardless of who your name is behind it.
All righty then. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's the 411 on this this whole Tavis Mo Kelly throwdown. Mo, we certainly appreciate it, man. So have your lawyers responded to the cease and desist letter?
Yes, they said keep doing what you do.
Nobody ever in the attorney speak said do what you do, boo, did they?
They didn't say boo, okay. But I have some black attorneys. They said do what you do.
You didn't even have to pay $500 an hour for that one.
Well, you know, since he sent me the cease and desist letter, I must be doing something right because I know he had to pay for that.
All righty then. Okay. Mo Kelly, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you,
Robbie.
Have a
great one.
Thank you, Mo. Man, Pacquiao. Mayweather didn't go down. Maybe we can get Smiley Kelly.